Your North Iowa news continues on KCHA. The Charles City Park Rec Department is on target to open Lions Field Municipal Swimming Pool this coming Monday.
Last week, we're adding chemicals to it, so as long as everything kind of stays in check, we'll be open by Memorial Day.
That's Park Rec Director Tyler Mitchell, who says while officials thought at one point the pool season would be cut short with the almost 30-year-old facility slated for about $800,000 in repairs. However, he says they will avoid that with a change in the timeline for the project.
We are having the repairs start in September now and go through April, so we shouldn't have to close early this year. We shouldn't have to open late next year, but as long as everything falls in line, we'll be okay. It's a lot of things people can't see, which is unfortunate, but something we need to do to keep the pool running. So all the joints in the floor are getting replaced, recirculation system, filtration system, a lot of things like that.
Still, Mitchell adds that they are targeting to add a rock climbing wall to the deep end of the pool along with a diving board, and they'll also continue to explore other amenities through additional fundraising. Once open for the season, the Lions Field Pool will be open daily from 1 to 6 p.m. The New Hampton Municipal Swimming Pool and Splash Pad are also scheduled to open for the season this coming Memorial Day Monday. American Legion Face Signpost 38 hosts Memorial Day ceremonies Monday morning at 10 a.m. at the Veterans Memorial in front of the Chickasaw County Courthouse in New Hampton. Post Commander Brian Quirk says the program will feature a special salute to 8 New Hampton graduates who all left for military service in June of 1969.
Well, this is the 55th anniversary of that time, so we wanted to recognize these gentlemen and the high school National Honor Society kids that are going to do a 3 to 5 minute speech on each of them, and we'll award them with a little certificate. But just to recognize them for their service and what they've done for our country, because, well, years ago they weren't so welcomed when they came home. So we want to, 55 years later, but we want to give them the proper welcome.
Music will be provided by the New Hamptons High School Band, and after brief ceremonies at the New Hampton City, St. Mary's, and Calvary Cemeteries, a picnic lunch of burgers and brats will be available with a free will donation appreciated on the courthouse lawn. Quirk says proceeds will go to the post, which then gives back to the community.
We contribute to the honor flight, we contribute to Quilt of Valor, we contribute to Retrieving Freedom, and our local Veterans Services Office for veterans in need.
Find more info on the American Legion Face Signpost 38 Facebook page. The program will also be aired on 95.1 The Bull Monday morning. The public is invited to the Memorial Day program Monday morning at the VFW in Charles City. Post Commander Danny Hull says the remembrance program to honor fallen veterans will begin at 11 a.m. on the VFW lawn.
Memorial Day is to remember and honor our fallen veterans, men and women, through all wars. And it's a great honor to remember them. And Memorial Day, it's all about them. You know, Veterans Day is for the veterans. So this day is for the deceased veterans.
Attendees are encouraged to bring lawn chairs. In the event of inclement weather, ceremonies will be moved inside the VFW Banquet Hall. A free will donation lunch of pork loin, mashed potatoes, and mixed vegetables will follow the program. You can find more info on the Charles City VFW Facebook page. The deadline for entries into next month's Heartland Days Parade in New Hampton is today. This year's Grand Marshal is someone New Horizons Chamber Director Liz Weibemer says the parade committee decided was a fitting selection with the city celebration marking its 30th anniversary in 2024.
We kind of surprised her a little bit this year at one of our Heartland Days meetings. We surprised our very own Teresa Rasmussen with the honor of Grand Marshal. She will be retiring after Heartland Days. We definitely wouldn't let her leave before Heartland Days, but she puts her heart into soul and into everything Heartland Days, and there's no one more deserving of her to have Grand Marshal this year.
The Heartland Days Parade will wind its way through downtown New Hampton on Friday evening, June 7th. You can find more info on the New Horizons Chamber Facebook page. A foursome of Northeast Iowa juveniles have been arrested for vandalism after causing over $10,000 in damages. On Wednesday, the Waverly Police Department completed an investigation into the vandalism that occurred throughout Memorial Park and the Bremer County Fairgrounds in Waverly. Four juveniles were referred to juvenile court services for their actions that caused over $10,000 in damages and subsequently closed the visitor center from public access. Each juvenile faces a charge of first-degree criminal mischief, a Class C felony. Several Iowa state parks have been impacted by recent heavy rains and storms, causing closures in some areas. Visitors are urged to plan in advance heading into the holiday weekend in case a park activity or location is affected. Impacted parks include Backbone State Park in Delaware County in northeast Iowa. The North Gate entrance is currently closed. Mud and sand are on the road in the Flats area. Debris and logs are along the Trout Stream Road. Staff will reopen the north entrance once roadway cleanup is complete. George Wythe State Park in Blackhawk County. The park is closed there through Memorial Day weekend and possibly longer due to flooding and the potential for more rain. The park is closed to all traffic, including driving, walking, and biking. Additionally, several trails are closed to equestrian and bike use due to wet conditions, including Volga River State Recreation Area near Fayette. You can find more information with this story on our station website. Tonight on Fab Oldies, 1580 AM and 103.3 FM KCHA, weather permitting. It's our first Charles City softball broadcast of the season. The Comets hosting Cedar Falls, 6:40 with the Mills Incorporated pregame show, first pitch at 7 o'clock. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. That's your North Iowa News on KCHA, also available online at kchanews.com.